Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. And now, play ball. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Torgerson moves to third. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lade fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is walked intentionally. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sparn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Pavko moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. Pavko moves to third. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pavko scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 0. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-1 in the game. Jethro strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Doyle Lade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lade strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 0. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Sparn juggles the ball. That's an error on Sparn. Sauer moves to third. Pavko moves to second. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Crandall. Sauer scores. Pavko scores. Smalley moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Serena strikes out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 0-for-1 in the game. Late hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Owen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Cisti hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-2 in the game. Jethro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Jethro moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late spins and fires to second, with Smalley covering, and has Jethro trapped. There's the throw to Serena, who tags Jethro for the out. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Paul Minor now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Serena. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. Two outs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0 for 2 in the game. Cisti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Terwilliger moves to second. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cisti fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cisti. Terwilliger moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson fields the ball and throws home. Crandall drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Crandall. Terwilliger scores. Ward moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pavko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jethro hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Serena strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jethro. Owen reaches second base with a double. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0-for-1 in the game. Minner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisti takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.